In cooperation with Tucson Values Teachers, Arizona Public Media presents Teachers' Voices. These conversations between educators, their peers, and their students focus on the real experiences they face each day in Arizona schools and classrooms. Staying up to date with the latest education legislation can be a full-time job. Many parents feel overwhelmed and uninformed about things like budget cuts, increased class sizes, and learning what an equalized funding state means. Anne Eve Peterson and Jen Darland were two parents who knew they were not alone in this struggle, so they decided to do something about it. They co-founded the Arizona Education Network. Its mission is to provide accurate information about the public schools in our state while offering a number of resources for parents who want to get involved. First, we'll hear from Anne Eve.
When we all came together, we had been from different school districts throughout Tucson and all sort of doing similar work, trying to educate people in our area about what was going on with regard to the legislature and education funding. And we realized that we would be much better off if we joined forces. And so one of the first things that we realized we needed was a comprehensive website. And I feel like it's a one-stop shopping place where people can come for information about education issues. And, you know, you, Jen, track the legislature. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've spent nights up till 2 a.m.,
yes.
You know, following them and making sure that we have comprehensive news on our site, because I think what we found is that we needed something like this and we just decided to create it. And we had hits from all over the world.
When we were hosting or we were sponsoring the forums in some of the school districts, Melissa Magna actually was contacted by a service member who was stationed overseas, who was asking questions and was actually checking our website and was looking forward to our putting on the YouTube clips so that he could check in and hear what was happening in his child's school district. And so that made me feel as though those 2 a.m.s with the earbuds stuck in my ears, it was worth something to somebody. And even if it's just one person, and especially someone who's serving our country, that was worth it for me.
Well, and another piece that you've worked on, Jen, are the voting records as well. And I think that that's been an invaluable service just to help educate people as to where our legislators stand on education issues. Because I think what we found when we spoke with legislators is everybody will tell you that they support public education. And I think everybody wants to be viewed that way. But when you actually look at someone's voting record, you see whether that is the case when, you know, things get tough up there. You know, we found that there were 40 legislators who had voted against education funding 100% of the time in 2009. And I know that was eye-opening.
But the other piece to that, too, is that we do hear from so many parents who say, I don't have time to sit and read through the paper, through editorials. I can't go to debates. I can't remember what my grocery list looks like right now. So I don't have a lot of time. Please just give me the information that I need. Where do I need to look? Parents really do sort of value their vote. They want to make sure that they're voting for someone who isn't going to tell them one thing and then do something else. And I hear that a lot from parents who say, I'm not a Democrat when I wake up. I'm not a Republican when I wake up. I'm a parent.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think that's one of the reasons why we decided early on that we were going to be a nonpartisan organization, because we recognize that education is not a partisan issue and we don't ever want it to become one. And I think what we've already seen in our schools is that we've been cut, you know, to the bone. There's really nothing more that can be cut. What we'd like to see come out of this next legislative session is a real solution to the tax structure here in the state, because we're too reliant on the sales tax in Arizona. I think there have been so many groups that have studied this, but there hasn't been any action. And I really hope that this coming session, the newly elected legislators can get in there and really start to dig deep and make some difficult decisions, because otherwise we're just going to continually be in this hole. I think we need something really fairly drastic to take place up in Phoenix. And I hope there's going to be the will. And I think that's something we'll be stressing and trying to get the word out about.
We just heard Anne Eve Peterson and Jen Darland, President and Vice President of the Arizona Education Network, which has information about the upcoming general election. You'll find a link on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpublicmedia.org.